Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh, yes. Surely is. Every day, though. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's Evil fucking Monday through Friday. Monday through Monday. It's the 26th day of January, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then hit the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 44 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And that's the way it's been. I mean, it was like 14 this morning real early. I think that was the coldest it got all night. But still, you know, you're looking at freezing ass cold in the morning. And then the afternoon's warm. It's melting more and more of the snow. And we don't got enough yet. We didn't come close. So I guess it's just a matter of time until we're going to be sucking on the goddamn smoke from the fires from California and then the fires from Oregon, because that's something we've been told we're going to just expect it every year. Goddamn fucking fires and sucking goddamn smoke. What do you think's worse for you, that COVID-19 that doesn't exist or goddamn breathing smoke that thick with, oh, you know, mistletoe and fucking goddamn mushrooms and what it might have you in it? And I think that the goddamn smoke's worse, personally. I ain't had no problems with the goddamn COVID-19 that doesn't exist. It can't get you if it doesn't exist. 0 + 0 = 0 = 0 = 0. I mean, it goes just on forever. Anyway, let's see what we're going to look at here. Biden administration officially withdraws vaccine rule. We'll get into that as soon as we return.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Biden administration officially withdraws vaccine rules from Yahoo News. And you know, this is shit that's going on. I mean, they've come up against the wall. They've got their 12 to 20%, and they're at the edge of the fucking jungle. They know it, and they're having to fucking backpedal here. But when they have to backpedal, they have to gain something by it, because they can't just fucking just keep withdrawing, or else they, you know, they might as well turn around and run right now. And they still have their fucking high ambitions of that one world order they ain't getting. At any rate, when you see something like this, everybody will go, yeah, yeah. But don't go, yeah, yeah. Because what you're doing here, what they're doing here is establishing a precedence for the fucking Supreme Court to be able to fucking rule and regulate our fucking Bill of Rights, which they cannot do. It's a violation of the 9th article of the Supreme Superior Law of the United States of these Americas, ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791. It was the law before it was ever attached to that fraudulent fucking constitution. That constitution that was ratified by the goddamn assholes who just declared themselves the government right in the middle of a fucking uprising. They just signed a few fucking papers and agreed among themselves. We got all the money. She says, where we? It's our country, and these people here, they can work for us. That's what they wanted, but the fucking anti-federalists saw they didn't get it and saw that we did get our fucking Bill of Rights and that we do have the authority to fucking remove these bastards from our country and take our fucking freedom and liberty and fucking make it the absolute law of this goddamn land like it's supposed to be. The Biden administration has officially, and not to mention, this year is showing the power. It's just, this ain't coming from goddamn Alex Jones. This ain't coming from fucking 30 years of Mark Kornke or 35 years of fucking Mark Kornke. This is coming from the fucking, the roots of this fucking country. The fucking people with nothing. The Biden administration has officially withdrawn a rule that would have required workers at big companies to get vaccinated or face regular COVID testing requirements. We've all been listening to this. The Supreme Court, it ruled that it was unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. Fuck that Constitution. It was a violation of the highest law of this goddamn land, and it still is. You cannot order a fucking American to do anything without that procedural due process, and that procedural due process can only be obtained through an individual filing and an individual's individual capacity against another individual in their individual capacity, and you get the entire fucking procedural due process right up to the fucking verdict from the common law jury by the law. And they fucking know it. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration confirmed the withdrawal Tuesday, but the agency said it still strongly encourages workers to get vaccine. The California salute to you. Fuck you. In early November, OSHA announced a vaccine or test mandate for companies with at least 100 employees. The rule, it's not law. This is goddamn corporate fucking goddamn dictates within the corporation. Fuck your corporation. It can't even be here. It is a violation of our law just existing. It was a violation creating it. It's been a running violation having it in effect. It was a double violation when you put the fucking 14th Amendment into fucking action in violation of the fucking Bill of Rights, the fucking highest law in this goddamn land. Trying to get rid of our due process and turn us into your goddamn subjects. We're not gonna be. Get the fuck out of our country and leave us the fucking alone. Give us our goddamn wealth back and leave us be. We don't want to be a part of your new world order. We don't want to be a part of the fucking world economy. See, that's the fucking problem with the world economy. Somebody farts over in another fucking country and you're fucking paying double for your goddamn food all of a sudden. Or somebody makes up something like COVID-19, which has never been fucking isolated as a goddamn virus by any study, by any fucking university, by any fucking lab anywhere, ever. And they just start fucking infringing on your rights, and every time, hey, wait a minute, you're infringing my COVID-19. Fuck your COVID-19, it doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. We can do this as long as you fucking can. And longer. But numerous states and business groups challenged the rule in court. See, if you're going into the goddamn admiralty courts, if we were doing this in the common law courts, it'd be fine because you'd be hanging fucking people. But in what they're trying to do is establish that these fucking foreign courts that belong to the Queen of England have any fucking say whatsoever in our goddamn law in this country and our goddamn rights in this country. You don't. Get back to fucking England while you can, because every one of you is going to hang as an unregistered foreign fucking agent of the Queen of England. And to fuck for treason and for fucking sedition. On January 13th, the Supreme Court halted the plan in a 6-3 ruling. The court's conservative majority concluded that OSHA had overstepped its authority. No, you don't get to conclude. You don't get to fucking judge our fucking Bill of Rights. It's our law apart from you, motherfuckers. You were supposed to be our fucking servants. You are not our masters. You don't sit amongst yourself and decide what the law is for we, the fucking people. We are the jurisdictional authority in this country. Have been, always will be. Our fucking jurisdiction is backed by our second article, our goddamn right to blow your fucking heads off if you try to fucking enslave us. And it's an absolute fucking right. I've seen one, they were talking about, well, I think I might even have the story here. California first in U.S. to mandate liability insurance for gun owners. No, you can't. They talk about the 1968 Gun Control Act. It was a fucking act of treason. That is not fucking written. You couldn't ratify it because it's a violation of the fucking law, and they know it. They're trying any goddamn thing they can because they're fucking losing people. The people have gained the upper hand. And that's why you see the fucking hijackers out there with their Kid Rock talking about the Constitution. Shove that Constitution up your ass. It was not consented to by we the fucking people or our any representative of we the people that we elected. Got it? It's just like, that's where they began. They're just writing shit down on a fucking piece of paper. I mean, even at the Continental Conventions. Oh, I'm going to be a general, and we're going to decide who George Washington, he's going to lead the army. And hey, who in the fuck are you? You have no goddamn authority. The people are the ones that rose up. The people are the ones that shot the fucking British back to goddamn Boston, circled it with cannon and hammered them. There was no fucking goddamn government involved in that. That was individual fucking action. But see, what they're trying to do here is set a precedent. The Supreme Court, boy, they stepped in and they stopped that bullshit. But then they can turn around, if you accept the fact that they can fucking shut it down, they can turn it on. They can do neither. The Ninth Article forbids it. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny others retained by we the people. And you know, I've talked about this before. You know, Judge Napolitano came on and said that was to cover, because they couldn't write down every right in the Bill of Rights. So that was to cover, you know, they were talking about the rights that are not fucking enumerated. Well, these are rights that are enumerated. It is the goddamn common law of this country. It is the maximums. It is the procedure. Absolute. And you're fucking pissing on that? You're denying and disparaging that? Well, you can't do it. If you do, we have the right to fucking remove your ass with whatever is necessary. Every terrible implement of the soldier, according to Tense Cox. Businesses, I love that, but numerous states and business groups challenged the ruling court. I bet you did. And we're so dumb. Oh, the businesses will save our ass. Everybody will save your fucking ass but you, huh? Look at the businesses like they fucking care. These son of a bitches have been fucking enjoying corporate welfare since the inception of this goddamn country. That's why they went for the fucking corporate model. That's why they went for the capitalist model rather than the free enterprise that we were fucking guaranteed. That's why they went for the fucking central banks. Because they got a pile of fucking goodies. They get money sent to them every year. They go buy a new fucking truck every year and write it off on their fucking taxes. That's why. Fuck the businesses. All corporations have to be fucking crushed if we're ever going to be fucking free in this country. Might as well get it through your fucking heads. And we can start over, and people can have fucking free enterprise. You can have partnerships. It was the common law set up to fucking run this goddamn country for our people. We never needed the... Hey, do you know, all these motherfuckers have done is shit against us. Since they came into fucking power, or pretend power, because that's all it's ever been, is pretend power. But all they've done has been a detriment. We never needed them. We'd have been way better off without... Fuck, we wouldn't be in this goddamn mess without those bastards. And everybody hopes how important government... Government, this fucking ain't a government. It's a goddamn corporation. And fucking, like I said, we would be so much better off... you'll see how much better off we are. And we shake this motherfucker offness, throw their fucking 14th Amendment in the goddamn burn pile, run the fucking goddamn invaders out of our fucking country that are more being piped in every day. I heard, 300,000 or some kind of 30,000 more come across just the fucking last couple of days of fighting age men. Bring those motherfuckers over here. We've whipped their ass three fucking times. We'll whip them again. We'll see what kind of incentive it takes to send them back the other fucking way. business groups. I mean, see, they're trying to make it look like it's like these fucking lawyers coming up, like that woman fucking lawyer coming up about the school shit. They're trying to make it, because they have been discovered for what they fucking are, and they are part of private fucking law of the Queen of fucking England. They are esquires, they are her fucking servants, period. And the courts are fucking goddamn star chamber courts of the fucking Queen of England. Plain and simple. And they cannot be. It is a violation of the fucking 9th and 10th article, which makes it a violation of the whole fucking Bill of Rights, which makes it a violation of the only written and ratified law in this fucking country and the fucking, and our own people's own fucking superior jurisdictional authority over every fucking inch of this country. January 13, the Supreme Court halted the plan in a 6-3 ruling. The court's conservative majority concluded that OSHA had overstepped its authority. OSHA cannot even fucking exist. I didn't give permission for fucking OSHA to exist. Did you? Did your dad? Did your grandpa? My dad and my grandpa didn't. This is just one of those things that they just wrote up, and all it is corporate policy, and they're trying to call it law. That's fucking Roman civil law. That means that the private fucking goddamn policies are being enforced as public law in violation of the fucking public law, which is the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the fucking common law of we the people. OSHA has never before imposed such a mandate, nor has Congress, the court's majority wrote. Indeed, although Congress has enacted significant legislation addressing the COVID-19 doesn't exist pandemic, it has declined to enact any measures similar to what OSHA has promulgated here. Now, you know, what's fucking familiar about this? This is just like when Obama wanted to do goddamn DACA. 25 fucking times that son of a bitch said he did not have the fucking authority to do it. But they kept on saying, only the Congress could do that. The Congress can't do it either. The Congress cannot take from we the people without due process of the law, and they can only do it as fucking individuals. The government, what they call in a government, which ain't, it doesn't govern us. It was supposed to be a mechanism for us to use to fucking gather to preserve our fucking rights, our freedoms and liberties. But they don't have fucking authority over us. They've never had fucking authority over the fucking individual. And they were never to have fucking police forces fucking enforcing their goddamn dictates over us. Shove them up your fucking ass. They're contrary to the fucking Bill of Rights. They're not law. They cannot be. If they are in compliance with the Bill of Rights, all they can be is just another, well, a lesser fucking, yep, that's the way it is. But I mean, this whole thing right here, that's what they're working on now. And he finally did fucking by executive order, which 25 fucking times he said he did not have the authority under the fucking Constitution, which ain't a Constitution. It's a goddamn corporate charter. He did not have the fucking authority, and he went ahead and did it anyway. Just like Biden, he was just going to go ahead and just told the fucking, what they call the, you know, this fucking left-right paradigm, this false left-right paradigm. But, you know, told him, we want you to do it anyway. Fuck what the Supreme Court's. And, but see, they withdrew from that real fucking quick. Because the people said, fucking give it a go. Give it a go, son of a bitch. And not to mention, it told you the truth, that Supreme Court can only give opinions. It cannot dictate fucking law. It cannot dictate what law is. All it was ever to be was an advisory board for the motherfuckers that were in the fiduciary positions within the fucking original so-called government created by the Constitution, not fucking ratified by we the people, to keep we the people from hanging them or taking everything they have. If they were going to try to do something, and it was iffy, it might be fucking violating one of the fucking articles of the Bill of Rights. Then they would take it to the fucking Supreme Court, and the Supreme Courts are supposed to be fucking what the hell would you call it? Knowledgeable in the law, and they would tell them, no, you do that, man, and they're going to hit you with the fucking Fourth Amendment here, or the Fourth. I'm sorry, the Fourth Amendment comes up. Don't say that. The fourth article. They're going to hit you with the first fourth article, and they're going to show that you're fucking, you're trying to take power away from them without their consent. And they're going to, and this one right here will have you hung. This one here, right here, will cost you everything that you own. They'll take every, take you as an individual into the common law courts, the highest courts in this land. They will take everything you fucking own and leave you as a fucking pauper. And maybe jail you for a while. At any rate, OSHA has never before imposed such a mandate. OSHA can't even fucking exist. When did we, the people, give fucking consent to fucking OSHA? We never gave consent to the apparatus that created OSHA. And we sure as hell never gave consent to the fucking treason of 1871, where the goddamn Constitution that never was fucking turned into a corporation. I mean, these son, you've dug a goddamn big hole, you motherfuckers. You just thought that people just weren't going to fucking figure this out? I mean, I see shit like this. I go down there. I go in the bathroom and I look in the mirror. I look at it. No stupid wrote on my fucking forehead. So I don't know what the... it's always worked for them, people. This is what the problem is. These communists have conquered country after country after country using these same fucking tactics. Only in the United States there wasn't that fucking Bill of Rights in the way. And you don't think they hate that son of a bitch? Even these businesses that filed these goddamn motions in the goddamn administrative admiralty courts, they hate that fucking Bill of Rights. Because if they cannot fucking take a fucking man, a lesser man, and put him over a fucking superior man, without violating the fucking Bill of Rights. You can't just do anything by dictate. You can't just do what you fucking, they want what they had in fucking England. I mean, Albert Pike made it clear. They intended to have exactly what they're fucking trying to get right fucking now. And that is just the United States, the fucking people of the United States subjugated under the fucking Queen of fucking England. And now the goddamn Washington, D.C. is being run by lawyers that are a part of an unlawful corporation. And they're also acting as goddamn agents of a foreign fucking country without goddamn being registered as such. Even under their admiralty. It's hard to talk about this because that's admiralty law. The only thing these son of a bitches, 200 miles off our shore, that's where you're supposed to keep this shit. So it never interfered with our free enterprise, with our freedom, our liberties, with our lives. So that we could live autonomously. So that we could be happy. But they brought it on, as soon as they brought it on the shore, took part of Maryland and made it fucking Washington, D.C., the people should have slaughtered them when they first fucking brought, when they created that Constitution. That fucking like Kid Rock, fucking on that fucking, we the people. Who in the fuck, who's writing that? And who do you represent? Who elected you to represent we the people? To even put pen to paper? You got a mouse in your pocket? You're not an elected fucking official. We never said this motherfucker speaks for us. We the fucking Masons, because that son of a bitch in Constitution was written right off the Masonic Constitution. And it is of, for, and by the fucking Masons. And the Masonic Dirty Church. They wrote themselves right into power, and then they took the first Congress and created the office of fucking Attorney General. So we got jurisdictional power over all of you now. No, you fucking don't. Because December 15, 1791, we fucking ended that shit. We made it goddamn good and clear. You're over there, we're over here. You come over here fucking with us, we'll blast your ass back over there. We'll blast your ass out of this country. We'll get rid of your fucking corporates that we never needed. Think how much we would have, people, without the corporate welfare. All these fuckers who have, good old boy Masons, who have sat on their ass all their fucking lives and had the cush fucking life. Any fucking occupation making a third more than any fucking body else, even if the person's 10 times better at the job than they are. Just through a secret fucking society. Secret fucking societies cannot be allowed. If you can have a fucking goddamn private club, a secret society, but no goddamn person who serves, we're not going to have that. Fuck that Constitution. We never needed it. The state shit, we never fucking needed it. You send all the fucking money to us and we'll hire who we want as individuals. We'll get together, me and Bob and Ted and George, and we'll decide, well, we want this far street out here in front here paved. and we won't go over to talk to the city council. You'll say, fuck you. We're paving our fucking street, because it's our fucking street. They've taken our waterworks here where I live. They've turned it over to a private corporate fucking ration. Some fucking mason made 33rd degree, and that was his fucking prize. I mean, how do you turn public fucking property over to private fucking goddamn entities? You can't do it, because it belongs to the public, and we the people are the public, and our individual fucking natural rights say that the only way anything can be taken away from us is through the procedural due process in that fucking Bill of Rights. They're just writing it down on a piece of paper. We're going to give it to old Ted there. He could become a 33rd degree Mason last week. This is his sit back on his ass, answer the phone and write checks and go on fucking vacations. Yeah, I mean, look what they're calling the fucking Congress in this country and a Senate. These motherfuckers are just fucking playboys running around the guy. And most of them ain't even been one first generation Americans. Like that one bitch, I mean, she has come here as a refugee, from a refugee to a fucking congresswoman, woman in fucking God, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I don't know what it took. But she wasn't fucking even born here. She was born in another fucking country. You can't have that shit. This is exactly what we fucking suspected it was when fucking Trump was running. This is the goddamn fire cell. They think they're going to fucking take this country away from us, but we're not going to fucking allow it. I think they're figuring it out, that we will fucking take those guns and we will blast your fucking asses, and the goddamn military is not just going to fucking turn on their brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles because you communist cocksuckers tell them to. That's why they're fucking purging the fucking military right now, which is a NATO military, by the way. It isn't an American military. It was not raised by our Congress. I mean, even if you believed in that goddamn fucking Constitution, we still didn't need it because it hasn't been fucking used for anything but corporate fucking welfare to keep the aristocrats aristocrats. I guess that's why Crowley wrote in there, you'll be born a slave every time you get reincarnated. Because these people are going to be born into the goddamn fucking riches of the country. They're going to be the ruling class over you. No matter what you do. You want to bet? We fucking fought to get this goddamn country. We fought and died. Our people bled. And we're not giving this son of a bitch up. We fought for that fucking Bill of Rights. And like I said, the only mistake that you guys made. Man, I love you. My forefathers, I love you for fucking what you did. But you didn't finish the fucking job, and I guess that's going to be our fucking toil. We're going to finish the job this time. We're not only are we going to take out the fucking son of a bitches who think they can rule us in this country, we're taking out the goddamn monarchies and the fucking crown heads of Europe that think they can fucking rule us in this country. And we're taking back every bit of fucking wealth you have stolen from us, you son of a bitches. And then we're going to close our fucking borders. We can be isolationists because we have all the fucking brains and we have all the fucking resources. We are the one fucking goddamn place that don't need no fucking buddy. And if we have any fucking issues with one another, well, we have our goddamn common law. We have our Bill of Rights. We will be autonomous. We will be self-ruling. But what you got to see here, people, is in all of these fucking articles now, is that there is that pushback. And they cannot have that pushback come back to the fucking Bill of Rights, even though the people who could not accomplish this in 30 fucking years are seeing the fucking power rise. They're seeing that fucker, that goddamn Bill of Rights, it was squished, it was thrown on the fire, it's pulled out of the fire, and we unwrinkled it, we threatened, and it's standing, it's fucking getting bigger and badder every fucking day. And that's the power they've always wanted. Only they wanted it under the Admiralty. They didn't want that fucking Bill of Rights because then they couldn't control you. Who in the hell you think got rid of your fucking common law courts? It was the goddamn fascists in this fucking country, the robber barons, the filthy fucking rich. You wanted to be filthy fucking rich are the ones that have betrayed you and stole from you since the inception of this goddamn country. That's who. We'll be right back.
From deep in the darkness, when this mouth came on through.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1237 Pacific Time. And that was Avril Lavigne with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is about how we feel every fucking day around here anymore. But I'm telling you what, the fucking worm has turned. The push is going back the other way. That's why they're fucking doing this shit in the Ukraine. They're getting ready for another goddamn World War, for World War III. Man, they get to wipe a lot of people out and, oh, God, you're defending the... If you just tell them they're defending the homeland, their hearts will pump full. We're defending this fucking shithole. Our land is awesome, but this fucking shithole fucking open-air prison, you think we're going to fucking go give our lives to defend us? We'll throw you to those motherfuckers. We'll say, come get these son of a bitches. These are the fuckers that are that you want, and get the fuck, everybody else get the fuck out of our country, and just stay in your own fucking backyard. Stay in your own 40 fucking acres, and leave us the fuck alone. I mean, that's the difference here. I mean, just like with the people, like I said, you see the power build around the individual. And then you see these fucking goddamn parasites trying to attach them fucking selves because they could not fucking build such an apparatus. Because they wanted fucking, what they wanted was selfishness. They didn't want to be just left alone. They want to fucking rule you. Well, nobody's going to fucking rule us but us. We are going to have our fucking autonomy. California city first in the United States to mandate liability insurance for gun owners. This is from RT. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The San Jose City Council has passed a bill that will require gun owners to pay an annual fee and purchase liability insurance policies. Well, you do not have the fucking authority to pass any such fucking bill. To suggest that you have the authority is treason and sedition. Every fucking one of you that signed it, you fucking have signed your goddamn death warrant. You take these pricks into a fucking common law court. Have they fucking violated the law? I don't know. Let's look at the fucking law. Let's see what the law says. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And let's go on and look some fucking more at what these fuckers just see. They keep coming up with this shit. They can't find this Tench Koch fucking paper for some fucking reason. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people, as civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, are tyrannizing. Are trying to overthrow the fucking people and the people's jurisdictional authority. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the next article on their right to keep and bear their private arms. That's a fucking right. You don't pay to exercise a right. I mean, in this article, they talk about, well, you got to pay a car. No, you don't. That is a goddamn violation of the fucking law. You cannot fucking, did you take me through a goddamn fucking a procedural due process in a common law court and get an order from a goddamn common law jury telling me I have to buy something from this privateer over here? No, you didn't. So that fucking law is null and fucking void, isn't it? It's not a law. It's a policy. It's not a policy. It's a goddamn, it's a subversion. Of the fucking law. I mean, I love the way they try to reason this out. Well, we can make you have a car insurance. We created treason fucking 20 years ago, so we should be able to commit a bigger treason today. And then there's the 1968 Gun Control Act. Oh, was that run through the ratification process, by the way? Oh, you couldn't run it through the ratification process because the fucking Constitution was gone in 1871, wasn't it? So this is all just corporate fucking dictate coming right out of the Uniform Commercial Code, which cannot be practiced in the United States because it violates the 9th and 10th fucking article completely. You don't get to make your fucking private law my fucking goddamn public law. You got it? My public law fucking crushes your fucking private fucking policy. You will obey our public law or we will fucking publicly execute your fucking asses. The corporations, just because you put a big group together, don't make you no more powerful than that single individual. Because those rights are individual fucking rights, and they're natural fucking rights. And there is no argument to it. It is written, ratified, absolute fucking law that cannot be fucking changed by its own dictate. Anyway, the piece of legislation was passed in two separate votes on Tuesday evening, and because the first of its kind becomes the first of its kind in a country where the right to own firearms is enshrined in the Constitution. No, it's enshrined in the Bill of Rights, which was attached to the Constitution after it was already the fucking law of the fucking every state in this fucking union, of every fucking individual free sovereign of this nation. It fucked that Constitution. It was not ratified by we the people. We gave no consent for you to rule us, bastards. And ingrained in culture. No, it's goddamn written in stone, just like your goddamn Georgia Guidestone, motherfuckers. You test it. One councilwoman dissented on both items, saying the bill may be unconstitutional. No, it's a violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. There is no constitution. There's a goddamn fucking United States corporation, which is a violation of the fucking 9th and 10th fucking article of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is fucking law. She predicted that it would not help reduce gun violence, contrary to what its sponsors. And see, this is all. This ain't the fucking argument. The argument is you cannot fucking do it. It is written, ratified law. The highest law in this land says you cannot say one fucking thing about our fucking guns. And you can't charge us for exercising our right to have those fucking guns. It's just like the goddamn background check. You are being charged to fucking exercise a right. They cannot fucking do it. Why are they doing it? Because you fucking allow it. And because the son of a bitch down there where you buy the gun will take a goddamn license because he gets a kickback from the fucking government for violating your fucking rights. That son of a bitch is going to hang too. One councilwoman descended on both saying the bill is unconstitutional. She predicted that it would not help reduce gun violence. I don't give a shit if it does or if it fucking does not. It isn't the fucking issue. You can't even bring this up. To bring it up is treason and sedition. It'll get your ass hung, and it's going to get your fucking asses hung. And the goddamn, don't say, well, that's a federal law. No, that's fucking, it applies to the state under the 10th article. Which I'll read it to you so you can get this fucking clear. I mean, it's like they can't find these goddamn, they can't find the Bill of Rights to read. They can't find Tench Koch to read. I mean, they can find their fucking statutes and their fucking unlawful goddamn dictates and guidelines and all this fucking horse shit that is not law. They just can't find the fucking law to read. That's the problem. The 9th article, or the 10th article, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, that is the ones we didn't give them, the powers that we did not delegate them, which is none. The people never gave them any goddamn power. We did not ratify that fucking Constitution. Their own fucking cronies of the government that they created out of fucking thin air during a fucking uprising. They're the ones that fucking ratified this Bill of Rights. They weren't elected by the people, not by any stretch of the imagination. None of them were. This is just like the rest of this. This is fucking corporate bullshit. They sat down and wrote it fucking down and said, "This is our holy constitution. We the people. You don't speak for we the people unless we elect you, asshole, and you know it." You have no authority. You had no authority then. You have no authority now. And that fucking Constitution is something we never fucking needed. But let's go on to it. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, which is the powers that we never gave them any kind of power whatsoever. We've forbidden or prohibited by it to the states. Now, what's prohibited to it by the states? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed in period. That's what's forbidden to the fucking states. And that's what these motherfuckers here are in violation of. And it is high fucking treason, and it is fucking sedition, and they deserve to be put up against the fucking wall and shot. Because they've already signed their names to this fucking goddamn act of treason. You cannot argue this. It is the fucking law. You can't argue it, so they just fucking act like it doesn't fucking exist. Just like they did back in the day. They had goddamn bills. They had a Bill of Rights in the colonies. Now, you always hear that. Then we look at the book. Oh, but they were rarely fucking followed because they didn't have to follow them because they were the king's fucking men. And these motherfuckers think the same thing. They sell you, we're going to be your servants. There's nothing in this Constitution that you should worry about. There's nothing in here. You don't need a Bill of Rights. There's no way this writing could be used to harm you in any way. Except for that Commerce Clause and that General Welfare Clause, it's open fucking season on any goddamn thing we want. What the hell doesn't have to do with commerce? What the hell doesn't have to do with the General Welfare? Stick fucking 10 people in 10 different rooms and ask them what commerce is. And then ask them what General Welfare is. And there's a goddamn, it's open book. It's subject matter. The fucking Bill of Rights is law. It's written as law. There's no one but one way to fucking interpret every fucking article in it. And it is the absolute loss of the authority of we the fucking people. We're not going to allow this shit. And the people in California, if you allow this fucking shit, well, sooner or later we'll get round to fucking liberating California when the fucking lightning strikes the shit house, I'm sure you. And we'll hang these bastards, but we'll hang every one of you that fucking cooperates with them, too. Either that or you'll be fucking swimming for that 200-mile mark so you can get your admiralty. Maybe your Chinese comrades will pick your ass up. I don't know. Let's see, where were we? Unconstitutional. She predicted that it would not help reduce violence. I don't care if it does. You can't do it. The law, the highest law of this land says you cannot do it. Period. The people, the jurisdiction, the fucking 100 million fucking guns, the billion guns, the trillion rounds of ammunition said no. You can't. Well, if we go through the you ain't got a legislature. You got rid of that son of a bitch in 1871 to begin with, and if you had one, they'd all be fucking hanging because you never got rid of the common law courts without getting rid of the fucking the fucking Constitution first, that your unlawful it's all unlawful. The only lawful document in this goddamn country is the fucking Bill of Rights. That's the only fucking law that exists in the goddamn world as far as I know. Let's see here, okay, contrary to its sponsors argued, since the latter often comes, from those who possess arms illegally, two members voted only against the fees, citing concerns over how they would be managed. The rest of the 10-seat, body voted for the piece of legislation. Go ahead.
I got a question. I'm not trying to be argumentative.
That's cool.
Like, what about the other 16 amendments? I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe there's 29 now, whatever, but the amendments, not the...
You mean the ones that were ratified that weren't added to the Constitution?
I don't... Is that what happened? They were
well,
ratified?
No, I think they
I'm
were
like...
Go ahead.
I know the 14th, I know the 14th wasn't ratified because it was military, but the ones after that...
Well, they could just let's take the Volstead Act, just for instance. Now they propose a law that was in violation of the fucking Bill of Rights, because it allowed them the authority over you to tell you what you could not put in your body without giving you due process of the law as an individual, right?
Yeah, was that one amendment?
That was one amendment. That was the Volstead Act.
Which, okay, but it's still on the books, like one of them.
Yeah, well, then, well, it's on there, and then I can't remember what the one was that that changed it back, but it was done the same way. It was put through the ratification process. Yeah, they can change the Constitution through the ratification process, but they can't change it in violation of the law.
I understand, but you're saying that's the only law exists, but if it was the other ones were ratified, I know the Constitution was not ratified, but some of the other ones... may have been ratified, not by.
The only law they could create would have to go along with the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights covers every fucking thing. So if they did make a law, it could only be redundant.
Go
ahead. Sorry.
I'm scared to repeat some of the things you say, like. The Bill of Rights is the only ratified law, and then somebody hits me with, well, what about these other ones, you know? So I'm just trying to figure out how to...
Well, you can tell them like this. The fucking Bill of Rights was sent to each of the fucking states at a time when the people did elect their electors, before 1871, when they replaced it with a corporation. Oh. So when they became a corporation, everything after that is unlawful, period. It don't exist.
Okay, that makes sense. That's good. That's what I need. Thank you.
You betcha. Oh, man. Anyway, where were we here? Sponsors argued since the latter comes after those who possess arms legally. Two members voted against only against the fees, citing concerns over how they would be managed. The money. The mammon. See, we're going to charge you to exercise your... It ain't a right if you have to pay to fucking exercise it. Just like your right to own land. That land fucking either belongs to you. If it belongs to you, they can't fucking charge you a yearly fee on it, can they? You know why? They can do it because they hold the patent on it through the fucking unlawful corporation. They hold an unlawful patent. And if you hold the patent on something, you're the only one that can make money off of it. So that's how they fucking, like a land tax. You're fucking, you can't own your land. You can't own your fucking car. You don't own the clothes on your back. In fact, you don't own yourself according to the 14th Amendment, which is a fucking violation of the fucking law. We have to enforce, if we just enforce the law, it all goes away. We hang the fucking traitors and all these fucking wannabe fucking, see, these bastards who are fucking wanting to fucking hijack what we have accomplished. What are they wanting? They want to rule. They want to have rule and they want to have it, you know, we got to keep the morality for morality's sake. Back in the days when the Indians had this goddamn place. Now think how rich the fucking Indians were in this country. I mean, there was more of them than there were people in Europe before they started poisoning them, before they came over to take this country. But how rich were the fucking Indians? But you know what their excuse was? They're savages. They don't know how to manage their wealth. So we're coming in to help them. That was their fucking whole fucking spiel as they came in here and fucking took this fucking country away from its first inhabitants. And it's like Russell Mean said, we're all the fucking Indians this time. Even the Indians over here in these corporations who are going along with the same fucking communists that fucking did them in the first time. You think they're going to let you keep all your goodies? Go ahead, sorry.
It's like the BLM. They say we're too stupid to manage. They got to have, you know, they got to manage our land.
Well, I remember how the land was before the fucking BLM, and it was a whole lot. No, they just started running the Forest Service as a corporation. I remember when it happened. They announced it. They talked about it on the television. We're going to run it like a corporation, a money-making operation. The whole idea of the fucking Forest Service in the first place was to manage the forest and to keep them, you know, to put the fires out, to keep the forest in good shape so that the next generation could fucking enjoy their land. But they just seized all of our land. Huh?
I remember Smokey the Bear. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, remember, when I was a kid, man, I remember every year they'd take you on a field trip at a certain, I can't remember what grade it was. But you go up there and the forest ranger came out. He was a guy, big, tall, skinny guy with glasses. And he was fucking tell you about the squirrels and the pine cones and how the ecosystems worked and stuff. Little kids. Now when they come out, they look like they're goddamn on a SWAT team. They got fucking M16s and got 40 caliber fucking Glocks on their fucking hips. They're fucking law enforcement. Law enforcement for who? Well, you told me you turned it into a corporation, so you must be private fucking law enforcement that cannot exist in my goddamn country. You're a violation of the fucking law. We never consented to have any goddamn law enforcement over us by a fucking government. The government was to be our fucking servant. Look up servant and then call yourself the goddamn ruling class again. Because the ruling class needs to be fucking just wipe their asses out, take everything they fucking got, divide it up among the people, then go after the international motherfuckers that have stole from us. Because that's how the son of a bitches in this country got their piles of gold. They had to have fucking help from outside. They had to have fucking wealth to work with. They had to have fucking wealth to make traders and traders to come in and infiltrate like the fucking Zionist Jew bastards in our goddamn highest seats of fucking government in the key positions. They had to have it all. So they fucking had to, that's why they had to make a corporation. See, under the Uniform Commercial Law, that's why, like, when they made the Forest Service a corporation. A corporation's got, you look it up, it's there to make money. Not to preserve fucking property, or to fucking manage property, or to keep property fucking in good, pristine condition like we first allowed the Forest Service to exist as. And the Forest Service could never sell our fucking public lands. They couldn't. It was written, go look up the act that put the Forest Service in, that created the Forest Service. That's why the BLM was created out of Costa Rica, a private fucking corporation. And then they wrote a little thing, we ain't selling your land, we're just gonna transfer it over to this other, company, private company, that manages land, and they're gonna sell it. Huh? That you goddamn right. You goddamn right. This is how they can't sell our fucking land. First, they have to take it from us. And to take it from us, they have to take us to court as fucking individuals in common law, in the common law court, as individuals, and it has to be a goddamn ruling from a common law jury. Or else you have no jurisdictional authority to even take a shit, you dumb. I mean, anybody that don't see that, I mean, it used to be, show me the court order. I mean, people would say that when they don't even know what the hell they're talking about. But it sure as hell was true. But the court order they'd show you would come from a goddamn, you know, administrative admiralty court that has no jurisdiction in this country. Can't have jurisdiction over any individual free sovereign national. You have to volunteer. They did. They said they did it so because of to help commerce in this country. So because everything would go so slow if you had to use the common law. Well, yeah, it goes slow because you just don't fucking cram things through just like these rubber stamps back in 2008, taking fucking people's property away from them. And they didn't even get a fucking day in the fucking administrative admiralty court. Think if you'd had to take them through the common law courts. You'd still be on the first fucking 100 cases, and you would have lost them, and there would be fucking goddamn people like Mnuchin hanging all over the goddamn place in this country. And they fucking know it. At any rate, guys, that's enough of this for today. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And just look through the forest and pick out a tree that you can see. And look at that one fucking tree. And look at how easy it is occluded when you unfocus your eyes and the rest of the tree. They built a fucking forest to fucking block our view. I mean, you think about when you go even right around here. They have an incident, what they call an incident. They block off a mile around it. They don't want nobody to see what they're doing. They can't do that. Fuck you. You can't tell me. I can put my life in danger if I want to. I can't get... actually, because you are not fucking... You're an unlawful entity. You're a fucking Blackwater USA. You can't even tell me I can't come right up to the goddamn house. You're unlawful. You're goddamn criminals. I don't have to take orders from criminals. I'm a free fucking American national, a fucking individual free sovereign American national, and I go and do as I fucking please, as long as I'm not violating another individual free sovereign national's rights. And if I do, we go to fucking court as individuals. And then we go before 12 of our fucking peers and they decide which one of us was right or to what level our fucking rights fall into fucking order so that we have fucking justice. And that's what we want. We just want to be left alone, don't you? This is the worst part of it. That's what's got us this fucked. And people just say, I'll just go vote and that's all I do. And now I can go back to my beer and my fucking football game. But the bottom line is, all we've ever wanted is to be left alone. They're not going to leave you alone. You are going to have to kill them. They're fucking communists and fascists. That's the only way you get rid of the son of a bitches. You have to kill them. And that is The Word from the Trenches.